3. Welcome to what is supposed to be a the first Monday in August, real nice summer day here, and not exactly working out that way for us, is it? Holy buckets. Chilly out there, 63 degrees, cloudy skies, and a little chill in the air. It is going to hit 81 degrees today, but that I would imagine is still a little below normal, but it's cool out there. Just looking 57 out at Erskine at this hour, Tioga's 57, Grand Forks rain showers 57. Minot, 57, cloudy, 61 in Bismarck. Dickinson's 54, and they do have some sun, but it's 54 degrees. So anyway, that's what we're looking at weather-wise as we start a brand new week. Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. Steve Bakken will join me next hour, and we'll open up the phones. A couple of guests will join us on the program. Larry Scogan, who is the acting chancellor of the North Dakota University System. He is... thrown his hat in the ring for interim chancellor, and we'll get an update on that effort. Also, Senator John Hoeven will be here to talk about his appointment to the Farm Bill, whether the House is going to do Farm Bill conferees, and lots more on the program today. I was just taking a run through North Dakota newspapers, and I can't find a lot of reporting on what I believe really is the big story of the day. It isn't necessarily the big story. Well, it's the big story of the day, I think, everywhere. But when we're here in the heartland, I guess the opportunity for terrorist attacks are limited, right? So we tend to think that's something that happens elsewhere. But there's not a lot there. And there's a fair amount happening. I mean, I don't obsess over this stuff. I don't, tend to focus on the what-ifs and the shouldas and the couldas and the... because if you did that, it's all you do is worry about different threats. But for some reason, they're based on all kinds of folks are reacting to this one. Seems like this one might be worse than most. Here's how Fox led the hour, just to summarize it, and included some coverage from some of the Sunday shows on this. Let's listen to this.
This is alert now. Al-Qaeda is said to be planning some, quote, big and spectacular, and officials not taking any chances. 19 U.S. embassies and diplomatic posts throughout the Muslim world will stay closed this week. Some could be shuttered even longer. Good morning, everybody. I'm Bill Hemmer, live here in America's newsroom. She's come back for more pain and punishment, Patty. How you doing?
Not at all. A pleasure to be here. I'm in for Martha McCallum today. And senior U.S. officials say that the intelligence is specific, and it points to terrorists setting off surgically implanted devices. Former CIA Director Michael Hayden says closing the embassies could be more than just caution.
Well, that's the cost of doing business, and I understand the argument that it seems to, as you say, empower them more than perhaps they're really capable of performing. On the other hand, you have a real danger to Americans. You want to be cautious. And let me add an additional factor in here, Chris. The announcement itself may also be designed to interrupt Al-Qaeda planning, to put them off stride, to put them on the back foot, to let them know that we're alert and that we're on at least to a portion of this plot line.
So that with Chris Wallace on Sunday morning. Peter Ducey now live this morning out of Washington. Peter, good morning to you. The latest on these threats, what can we report? Good morning.
Bill, lawmakers are alarmed for a reason, because Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists are reportedly in place and ready to strike. That's based on intel shared by the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee.
Intelligence is the best defense against terrorism. Those operatives are in place because we've received information that high-level people from Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula are talking about a major attack, and these are people in a high level.
The reason the terrorist chatter has been getting so loud lately is because of pressure to attack American targets coming from the top of Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri, all the way down to the local Al-Qaeda affiliates. That's the way one Mideast diplomat described this intel to us, saying Zawahiri is now trying to micromanage Al-Qaeda cells and basically let all the small cells know that he is the boss. But at some point, all that chatter tipped off intel analysts.
This threat was so specific as to how enormous it was going to be, and also there were certain dates were given. But it didn't specify where it's going to be. And, you know, the assumption is that it's probably most likely to happen in the Middle East at or about one of the embassies. But there's no guarantee of that at all.
That, by the way, is Peter King. Peter King is Republican and out of New York and on the Intelligence Committee, one of those guys. I think he's Homeland Security. He always is candid with the assessments on this. And I think his point is the big one here. I mean, everybody's talking big and spectacular and American targets, and we know dates, we know it's going to be spectacular, but nobody knows where. And he made that point there. I mean, we assume it's embassies, assume it's overseas because, what, it's easier over there, but we don't know. I think that's that is at least what's caught my attention. Here's more of Peter King in this report.
And nobody knows the way Al-Qaeda will try to attack. Maybe suicide vests, maybe car bombs, according to the number one Republican on the Senate Intel Committee, Senator Saxby Chambliss. But he says, we just don't know, and we have heard those other reports, Bill, warning of the danger of surgically implanted bombs.
There were some high-profile prison breaks in recent weeks in the Middle East. How much do those prison breaks have to do with these threats now?
It has a lot to do with it, because all those terrorists who were on the sidelines and behind bars are now back on the battlefield.
I find that to be very interesting as well, because we had in Abu Ghraib, Iraq, in Pakistan, and in Benghazi, literally thousands of terrorists have been broken out of jails, and they're all spread out all throughout the Middle East now. And that presents a very high threat as well.
The embassies in Kabul and Baghdad are now reopened, but 19 others are going to stay closed through Saturday. And sources are telling us the new National Security Advisor, Susan Rice, is the one behind the scenes really preaching caution at these facilities right now, because she knows how she looked after the Benghazi attack and doesn't want a repeat of that.
So, Peter, thank you. Peter Ducey.
All right, there you go. So a pretty significant report there, and obviously, despite what is hard to find in some of the papers around the state, let's look at the Fargo Forum today and trying to find, you know, and I don't necessarily look to local newspapers for national stories, but just, you know, kind of curious, okay, what the... Where is their level of concern on this? And there's a little tiny blip on A2 that's one of those little, you know, briefly things. It says tighter security at some U.S. missions over Al-Qaeda. Security forces closed roads, put up extra blast walls, increased patrols Sunday near some of the more than 20 U.S. diplomatic missions in the Muslim world. Washington had ordered closed for the weekend following warnings of a possible Al-Qaeda attack. So really downplaying it. But with the amount of people on all sides here, Congress, White House, talking about big and spectacular. And I don't know about you, but it's the first time I heard this term, surgically implanted devices. The heck is that? Anyway, we'll continue to follow that closely for you as well. A couple other headlines we're following. Congressman Colin Peterson, the ranking member of the House Ag Committee, is concerned that the House is refusing to appoint Farm Bill conferees, and also the lack of agreement on the food stamp legislation, as you know, was separated from the Farm Bill. Senator Hoeven, Amy Klobuchar, Senator from Minnesota, has been named to the Farm Bill Conference on the Senate side. We'll tackle that topic today on the program as well. 85, Highway 85 is widely regarded as sort of one of the superhighways of the oil patch, and widening work has begun. A lot of folks want to see that picked up rather significantly. The U.S. Attorney for North Dakota, Tim Purdon, says we're focusing on the drug threat. The law enforcement is seeing larger quantities of illegal substances as they make more arrests. All right. Keeping an eye on that as well. Very interesting story in the Fargo Forum over the weekend. We're going to have to dig into this on What's on Your Mind with a guest here. And I might tackle this topic today. A former census worker turned citizen advocate because of some of the tactics of the census gathering workers, you know, the entity that goes out to say, okay, how many people live here? What do you do? Those kinds of things, where they're really getting, I guess, rude, for lack of a better term. Anyway, we'll tackle that one for you a little bit as well on the program today. And that's just about it. Higher Minnesota cigarette prices are driving more folks to quit. That was the intent, after all, right? Well, that and get some more money into the coffers. But if enough people quit, There won't be. There will not be more money in the coffers. Yeah. Also saw a story that part of the Keystone XL pipeline is sitting unused in the southwest North Dakota. Think it's ready for those pipeline workers to take on a shovel-ready project. It gets poo-pooed by this administration. How interesting. That is the news headline solo today because Mark Skogerbo, as we mentioned on Friday, off this week. When I come back, Steve Bakken will join me, and we'll focus in on some of the topics and guests that we'll tackle on What's on Your Mind, give you a little preview of that. Bottom of the hour, we'll check sports. We're trying to track down the fellow that organized the impeachment rally to find out how things went out over in Bismarck over the weekend. I think Steve was there as well, so we'll find out about that. And weather all coming up.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Of What's on Your Mind coming up. Steve Bakken and I will be taking your phone calls. The big question I have today is whether folks are paying attention to this latest Al Qaeda threat or just sort of whole humming their way through it. Obviously, a lot of the intelligence committee, Homeland Security community, military folks are concerned about this. You have Republicans, Democrats, you have administration members, you have military, former CIA. Everybody is sort of sounding the alarm here. But I'm curious here in the Northern Plains whether folks are concerned. Are you concerned, Steve?
Not really. One of the things that were coming up this weekend on the social media circles and the conspiracy theorist circles was this is a ruse to point the finger somewhere else or get attention off of Benghazi and off of other, the collecting of email and things like that. So I don't know if I give that much credence, but it's kind of a win-win for the administration, considering they said so much about it. And if it's a national security issue, usually things are a little bit more cloak and dagger. But it's kind of a win-win. If nothing happens, hey, look what we prevented. And if something happens, hey, we're on top of it.
I don't know why, but I take this one a little more seriously than others in the past, mostly because it's coming from so many different places. I mean, when you have high-level White House meetings, when you have members of all these different committees in the Congress, when you have current and former military, I think it goes beyond any possible conspiracy theory of trying to float something out there. It seems to me to be, let me just give you a summary of some of the things I've picked up here. One official described the terrorists as saying the planned attack is going to be big and strategically significant. Now, again, you think somebody says, well, let's put this out there that somebody said that when they didn't say it so we can try and scare people. I could it happen? Sure, but I don't, there's just so much noise here. Another said, we don't know whether they mean an embassy, an air base, an aircraft, trains. It's a very credible threat, and it's based on intelligence. What we have to do now is the most important issue is to protect Americans throughout the world.
So this is our government's intelligence and our military's intelligence, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, to take your approach here is you just sort of blow all this off.
No, I don't blow it off. And a lot of the reason I give it a little bit more credence is, although this is a glaring red flag to me, when you look at all the countries that were shutting down the embassies, one of them was Israel. And to me, if you can't protect your embassy and you can't be safe in Israel, does that point a finger at a bigger problem? Because that's a friendly country to us, that's for all intents and purposes a military society for their own protection. If we're not safe there, you look at what happened to Benghazi, and there was no other outside force to stop.
I think to come to the aid of
the embassy, and if we can't protect an embassy in Israel where there is an outside force to come in, I think that throws up a big red flag for some other issues.
Well, I think, quite honestly, I just read you what one official said. It's a credible threat. It's based on intelligence, but they don't know if the threat's to an embassy, an airbase, an aircraft, train, and they don't know where. So I think the embassies were shut down specifically because of what happened in Benghazi, right? They were caught flat-footed there, and so they're going to say, okay, we got all this chatter, we got all this noise. Let's shut those down. But they don't know where. I mean, they don't know where or what. So the embassies are just a more than anything kind of a precaution, because they're boldly talking about a spectacular attack. They're boldly talking about their operatives being in place. They're boldly talking about what their plan will be afterwards media-wise. It's like this is a foregone conclusion, right? And if the intelligence doesn't tell us where and doesn't tell us what, we're just going to start protecting things. So, that's where they get the word out. That's where I think we, have to be a little bit aware. I don't know why. I just seem to be, seeing enough different signals here that it's worth paying attention to.
We've obviously a couple of the news shows I was watching this morning were focusing on one of the techniques they may use, surgically implanted bombs. Think about that. Think of the planning that has to go into that, because to surgically implant a bomb into somebody and then have them recover adequately to be effective. I've had surgery before. You're laid up for a while. Think of the planning that goes into that.
Now, it's bizarre. You gotta get a doctor in on the terrorist plot too, right? And imagine walking around, as you say, after you've recovered before the attack with this surgically implanted bomb, wondering at what point it's going to,
You walk up to your buddy and he pats you on the back. How you doing? Don't do that.
No, don't touch there. Yeah. But given the fact you've already conceded to, be a foil in that attack, maybe you don't worry so much, right? I don't know. That seems very bizarre. But it's the first time I've heard that term, surgically implanted device or surgically implanted bomb. That's a new one here. Who knows? We're going to ask our audience whether they're concerned, paying attention, or really much ado about nothing today on the program. Guests include Larry Scogin. Larry's the interim Board of Higher Ed chancellor. And this is bizarre, but he's interim chancellor now, and they're going to have an acting chancellor. So interim is, really super short term. Acting is, bridge the gap until we get somebody permanently, and we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about concerns over accreditation. Senator John Hoeven will be on the program. He is on the Farm Bill Conference along with Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar now. However, the House has not yet named their conference. Takes two to tango, Steve. You've heard that before.
Yeah, Colin Peterson's a little upset, too.
He kind of just lives to be cranky.
That's not a bad thing.
He's been in Congress so long, he just kind of gets cantankerous about everything. Anyway, he wants conference. I don't blame him. Get it done. Get going. And he also
he's
is.
He's not a fan of the Bakken Amendment.
No, he doesn't like Splitsville. He doesn't like taking the food stamp program and nutrition and separating it from actual Farm Bill programs. And by the way, one of the hopes that some folks had was that they would separately take up the food stamp issue in the House before they left on recess. For the August break, they didn't. And so that complicates things a little bit as well.
I don't know how they don't move forward with a clear conscience, considering they've been pointing their fingers at the Senate going, get this done, get this done, get this done all along. Now the Senate's moving forward. They got the conferees appointed, and the onus goes back to the House now. Why didn't you get your conferees lined up, and they could be working on things? And
did you, by the way, head to the overpass rally to check things out on Saturday?
I did drive by. There were a few people there when I drove by early in the afternoon.
Still going?
I think it was still a much.
No disruptions or anything? Much to do about
nothing? No.
We're going to talk with the fellow, the truck driver we talked to on Friday here in just a couple of minutes. He's going to give us an update on how things progressed. And we'll also talk a little bit about sports coming up here momentarily as well. Then Steve and I will be back to take your calls. Steve is yawning over this latest terrorist threat, and I find myself a bit concerned. What camp do you find yourself in? We'll talk about that. 800-228-0550. Put that in your speed dial and get ready to join us coming up. What's on your mind across the Northern Plains? Thanks, Steve. Chat with you in a bit. More coming up, folks, after this.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
How would you like to experience the Bakken oil field up close, firsthand? You can read all about it, but really until you experience it firsthand, you can't quite comprehend it. Which is why we encourage you to take advantage of the Bakken Field Tour. The best way to experience the Bakken firsthand. First, the Bakken Briefing, which is a comprehensive presentation, helps you understand the background of the Williston Basin, energy operations and technology, and the economic landscape. Then you hop on the bus and actually see up close energy development activities. Oil and gas infrastructure, commercial and residential construction, economic development activities, communities, the infrastructure impacts, as well as a tour of a crew camp. The Bakken Field Tour. Go online, find out more. You can register, get the rates, get all signed up for the final tour for this summer. August 21st, it'll leave from Williston in the Hampton Inn and Suites. Or call 701-577-1100 and experience the Bakken firsthand. BakkenFieldTour.com. Or call 701-577-1100.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This is the What's on Your Mind preview show. Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hinnon on AM 1100 The Flag and AM Talk Radio 1090 The Flag in the Bakken as well. We're going to tell you about some sports headlines here in a moment. And we'll chat with Joel Tisper, who is the truck driver that was part of the effort to organize a North Dakota impeachment rally on a busy intersection of I-94 and Highway 83 in Bismarck over the weekend. He's going to chat with us and just, well, is Joel on already? I'll talk to Joel first, and then we'll do sports here in a bit.
How about that?
You can wait on the sports. Twins, by the way, are on fire. Swept the series for the first time this year, and unbelievable. Last night, Morneau, a homer. The Twins swept the Astros. Incredible. 1-3-2 last night. Came from behind the night before. Just go, go, go. Hey, Joel, how are you?
Hey, I'm awesome, man. It's a great day to be young and radical, huh?
Young and radical. Yeah, there you go. So, how was Saturday?
Listen, I cannot tell you how uplifting that was. There is no possible way on earth we could count all the honks. I mean, it was phenomenal. And these weren't just, you know, one honk. Honk. I mean, people just standing on their horns. Truck drivers going under the bridge. I mean, just holding the air horn down for as long as they could. It was awesome. We did have about six liberals come by, and they were nice enough to show us their age, IQ, and sperm count all on one hand. But other than that, we really had no problems. Had one woman walked across the bridge, and she says, "Barack Obama is my legal president, and you have no right to be out here." So, you know, complaining that we're exercising our First Amendment rights, she didn't even deserve a response, and she didn't get one.
But other than a couple of folks looking to provoke something, I guess sounds like the vast majority of folks, at least if honks count as support, which, you know, how else would you show your support like that, right? All in all, a good day, huh?
Oh, it was phenomenal. I mean, I was exhausted, you know, just exhausted. I actually drove, like 800 miles on Saturday. One of our guys was supposed to work for me and then he had some family problems and I ended up working and, didn't get to Bismarck till after midnight, you know, back up at 5 o'clock in the morning, getting all this going. And I mean, I was just absolutely exhausted, but every honk just kept me going, man. The adrenaline kicked in, and the support was huge. And a lot of people said, "We wish we would have known," because everybody had made weekend plans and, you know, things they couldn't cancel and whatnot. We had a lot more people out there. And I guarantee you the next one, that bridge will be full. I mean full. At the high point, we had probably 20 people. I mean, together, but we had people come and go, you know, they'd come and stay for an hour and leave and, you know, or a couple hours and leave. We had people stop their cars, find a parking space, get out and come stand with us. "Hey, do you have a sign I can hold?" "Yeah, I'll take one of those," you know, and it was pretty phenomenal. People in North Dakota are are aware of what's going on. There's no doubt about it. And people are fed up.
And, you know, this deal did come together rather quickly, right? I mean, there wasn't like a lot of planning advance. We saw a story about it, I guess, in social media on Friday or Thursday night and invited you to come on the program on Friday and talk about it. But it's not like you had weeks and weeks of planning here.
No, 5 days. And, I mean, to do it in 5 days, we had, you know, we had people come down from the oil patch. We had people come down from Minot, a few from Fargo. I mean, and they stood all day. And, you know, you can't ask for more than that. I mean, for no more notice than anyone had to just impromptu do this, it was incredible. Now, the overpasses.org website is just going crazy. I mean, the support, nationwide support for this is huge. Now, they're calling for a nationwide protest tomorrow. You know, anybody that wants to get one of these going, hit a bridge. You know, check with your local authorities. Make sure you don't need a permit or something, but hit a bridge. And let's get this thing going. I mean, our Congress and Senate have to listen to us now. I mean, that's it. If you're not going to do what the people want, get out. And make room for somebody who will listen to us.
Very interesting. And, you know, it is America at its finest when folks take to the streets and exercise their First Amendment rights, and that's obviously what you guys did. What kind of media coverage did you get?
Not much. We saw a couple reporters. They never came onto the bridge. They stood back from a distance, and that's fine. You know, I did see a TV camera at one point. I don't know if it even aired. I never did watch. I got back out. I mean, once we got done and I got home, I was out. I think I slept for 30 hours. I don't know. It was pretty exhausting. I mean, everybody got sunburned. We wrapped it up a little bit early. A couple of the ladies that were out there didn't bring sunscreen or anything, and they were just cooked. And you can't ask somebody to stand out there and get skin cancer, you know. And everybody got tired, and then traffic really slowed down a little after 5 o'clock, close to 6 o'clock. And we said, we don't need to be out here these last couple hours, so let's go get some dinner. And we all did. We all went over to a restaurant, sat down, and had a great meal. Some local political activists came out, Tea Party people, some folks from the Republican Party, you know, and just showed their support and showed us what they're working on. And, you know, we're all getting together and we're going to work on these problems as a unit, you know. And listen, this isn't about just Barack Obama, okay? This is also about the entire administration. I mean, it's one deception and a lie and scandal after another. And just him simply using the IRS to target conservative groups and individuals, I think is grounds enough to remove the whole administration. I mean, these guys are trying to move us into tyranny, and it's not going to work. The American people are not going to stand for this anymore. And this doesn't, we don't care if you're a Democrat, if you're an independent, Republican, a Zionist, whatever you are. If you don't care, then do nothing. Sit back. Let us handle it. We'll take care of it. But if you're tired of this overspending and this ridiculousness, stand up and make your voice be heard. This is our most important civil right next to voting. And people need to exercise it.
So will there be others? You mentioned the nationwide effort of this overpass effort. That's obviously something happening. But are you planning on other things in North Dakota, Joel?
Yeah, we're going to do another one in Bismarck in the next couple weeks. And we're going to have two bridges this time. And there's one in Grand Forks, I believe, on the 24th. But don't quote me on that. I'm going to try to attend that one as well. On our Facebook page, on the Overpasses for Impeachment Facebook page, somebody was trying to organize one tomorrow in Fargo. And I give them all the credit in the world. Make it happen. Get out there. Get this movement going. I mean, this is just, it's exploding all over the place. I mean, every state has it now. And Congress had better wake up and see what's going on. And I strongly urge our congressmen to bring articles of impeachment to the floor. I mean, enough is enough. They have way more than enough to get him out of there. And it's, oh, well, we're not going to do anything. You know, why would we do that? Well, you better. If you want to save your political career, you better take a stand, a strong stand against this president. The people are screaming for something to be done, and it's time.
Joel Tisber, Bismarck truck driver that was instrumental in organizing a impeachment overpass rally, a part of an effort that is happening nationwide. It happened Saturday in Bismarck. Joel, thanks for the update. Appreciate the recap.
Yeah, and listen, I appreciate you guys taking the time to cover this and talk about it. I mean, it is a very important thing, and it's, we can't thank you enough.
And good to talk
to you. Hey, next time I get to Fargo, I'm buying dinner, okay?
You look us up. All right, take care. Appreciate it, Joel. Thank you very much. Interesting count on the honks over the weekend, too. Wanted to give you an update on that and get that in before the end of the day, because we had a lot of folks interested in what happened on Friday. All right, a couple of sports headlines for you. Here's what we're looking at. Twins, as I mentioned, swept. Three-game sweep. First sweep of the series all season long. They went 3-2 over Houston. Four Twins relievers combined for four scoreless innings. Houston had its fourth straight loss. Twins hadn't swept a series or won three games in a row since, I guess they did it in June against the White Sox. So, Morneau had a two-run homer in the first inning, which put him in good stead to get cranking there. What else we got for you? Red Hawks win as well. Ethan Opsahl displayed his value Sunday afternoon at Newman Outdoor Field, according to this story by Eric Peterson in the Forum. In his first start in nearly 2 months, Red Hawks left-hander pitched six solid innings, helped lift the Red Hawks to a 10-2 victory over Winnipeg in the American Association baseball game before 3,660 fans. A-Rod remains big news. One source is suggesting that they're going to allow him to play while the suspension appeal plays out. And likely to receive a lengthy suspension from baseball and then head to the ballpark to play for the Yankees for the first time this season. They're scheduling the announcement of exactly what the suspension will be for later this morning. Then he appeals it, then he goes to play. Sort of how this is going to play out. Some stuff closer to home. Class B Legion Baseball is underway, and Grafton won its second straight crown. Way to go, Grafton. Sam Huckert drove in the game-running run, and did the trick. Post two edges West Fargo for Class A American Legion Baseball State Championship. Or Class B and Class A going on this weekend. And West Fargo takes the crown on the Class A side. So how about that? Check of sports for you. Weather still to come. Do a roundup of the weather forecast here in just a minute, as well as temps around the region, and then get set for your calls, questions, and comments on a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken. It costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings and they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. the North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollenburst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Can you go without a good meal for 3 days? Is your pantry prepared for what's around the corner? At PantryPrepared.com, we offer gourmet meals for any budget. They're GMO-free, contain no MSG, and have a 25-year shelf life. Gluten-free meals are also available. Order this week and get free shipping and a free cube stove that heats up to 1,200 degrees. To learn more about a free 1-year supply package, visit PantryPrepared.com. That's PantryPrepared.com or call 801-913-1441.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Just checking out our Facebook page here, and most folks seem to think this latest threat, terror threat, is basically a ruse. Taking Steve's side, this is all about sort of just a government plot to get more people to go along with the NSA surveillance program or something. Sad state of affairs that there is that much distrust in government. It doesn't surprise me one bit. I don't know why. I don't feel like, I guess the reason I know why. There is just so many different people that are pointing at this time around. This isn't, coming from one particular source. This is, in other words, for this to be a ruse, you really have to have a well-coordinated ruse here. And do you think we close embassies just because we're going to give people the impression that there's a threat that isn't really there? I don't know. And there, you look since 9/11, if we had this add up every time there's been stories like this about potential threats, a lot of them. And for some reason, the way they're describing this one, seems quite different. I mean, again, you talk about spectacular attack. You talk about surgically implanted devices. I mean, there's a lot of elements to this where it's fairly new. Anyway, we'll share some of the comments here in a little bit, but suffice it to say, other than one listener saying it's probably a combination of both a legitimate threat and a plot to just get us to go along to get along on the surveillance front, everybody else seems to think it's hoo-ah. Georgia Senator Saxby Chambliss, the top Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee, told NBC's Meet the Press that the threats are very reminiscent of what we saw pre-9/11. He also described the threats as the most serious I've seen in a number of years. So again, this is Republicans, Democrats, members of Congress, House members, a lot of different folks here. Anyway, we'll tackle that and welcome all opinions on what's on your mind straight ahead. Okay, so let's tell you about the weather here a little bit. And I don't know about you, but kind of thought August meant last month of summer. Not too much to ask here, is it, to have a little bit of summer? Hmm. 59 degrees is our average temperature at this hour right now, and the high spot is Jamestown and Fargo at 63, and the low spot is a bushel of 50, well, I guess I see 155. Way down there in Henninger, it's 55 degrees, but otherwise 57 degrees at Williston, 57 degrees at Minot, 57 degrees at Devil's Lake, 57 at Grand Forks, 61 degrees at Bismarck, 61 at Garrison, 57 at Dickinson. Temps around the region. Here's the forecast for the Red River Valley. We'll start on the east. Mostly cloudy, high near 75, northwest wind at 7 to 10. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow, low around 58. Calm wind. Some rainfall tomorrow possible, but not a lot, except in thunderstorms. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely. Mostly cloudy with a high near 75. A southwest wind at 6 to 16, becoming north-northwest in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 21 miles an hour. 60% chance of precip tomorrow. And then a slight chance still into Tuesday night. Wednesday, sunny, high near 72. Yeah, August, 72. Wednesday night, it's a high temperature, 72. 53 for a low. Better than Tuesday night's 49. And then Thursday, 72. Thursday night, 52. Friday, sunny, high, 72. Friday night, partly cloudy, low around 52. Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 74. Sunday, we'll finally get within the neighborhood of 80 degrees. Sunny with a high near 78 degrees on Sunday. Let's check out the oil patch forecast, see if things can be a little better in the patch. Chance of showers and thunderstorms today, mainly in the afternoon. A lot of fog around the region, especially out west. Most of that should be gone by 10 a.m., otherwise cloudy, gradually becoming mostly sunny. It will be decent today. 77 degrees in Tioga. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly after midnight. Mostly cloudy, a little around 53. Calm wind becoming west at 5 to 9 after midnight. Chance of precip at 60%. Tomorrow, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a high near 69. And the wind will pick up tomorrow, too. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, low around 44. North wind at 5 to 10. Wednesday night, mostly sunny, high near 71. It's Wednesday during the day, sunny, high 71. Wednesday night, chance of showers, 49. Thursday, 71. Thursday night, 49. Friday, sunny, 71. Friday night, partly cloudy, low around 52. And Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 75. Sunday, finally back up there again, where the temperature is at 77 degrees. But we're a tish cooler than we would be normal this time of year, and the evening's getting mighty fall-like for early August, a little on the disappointing side. Anyway, that's the weather forecast. The silver lining, looks like it's going to warm up in about a week. Be nice by next Sunday, unless, of course, that changes. What's on your mind? That's the question. Is it a possible terrorist attack or, nah, tell me that next on the program.
We want to know what's on your mind.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
With our recent rains, some root rot damage is surfacing in our soybean fields. Symptoms often begin as yellow or unhealthy-looking plants. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field, which often corresponds to low areas where water may have pooled. There are multiple pathogens that cause root rots, and more than one pathogen may be active simultaneously. Although root rots are unmanageable this year, there are management tools available for future growing seasons. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment may be a good investment. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Channel.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.